certain noise.
No one's listening.
Smaghead.
Is a surprise.
So open your eyes.
Is a surprise.
Just open your eyes.
Is a surprise.
Open your eyes. What's that trapped inside?
It cost a lot of money. It also cost me a lot of time. It almost took me forever to find.
It's a surprise.
Open your eyes.
It's a surprise.
Just open your eyes.
It's a surprise.
Just open your eyes.
What's that trapped inside? Is it still alive?
Do you like how it shines? It can even travel through time. Do you like how it floats in the air? You could use it like a rocking chair.
If you listen, it doesn't make a sound. You could watch it melt into the ground. You can tie it up between two trees. My only hope is that you'll share it with me.
It's a surprise.
So open your eyes.
It's a surprise.
Just open your eyes.
It's a surprise.
Open your eyes. What's that trapped inside?
Well, hi kids, and welcome to episode 22 of Insert Noise Here. I'm your host in the Quiet Storm, Loki Gerflugermeister, aka Misdirection, also known as Bill. Hope you've enjoyed it. As always, most of the tracks that we've got here on Insert Noise Here, to use the word here way too much, we come from a little site called SoundClick.com. Pretty much everything is out of the avant-rock music category there, so just check her out, guys. One of these days, I'll get around to actually making a link. And then there's this.
I find myself laughing out loud a lot. I don't know if I should beware of all the poor faces around me. We're singing some westerns. I find myself crying alone a lot. I don't know if I am alright. The ringmaster grows bloody fingers.
Swallowing round with nothing as he giggles with pain. the skies, broken clouds, evolve your eyes.
Thank you. out, but I didn't. So I sat down with a nuclear planner, he got his computer model, and we ran and ran. You know, I think nuclear weapons were good for, really, busting cities. And if people were out killing women and children in cities, we closed
the
door.
One of the tanks went up to the front of the Branch Davidian compound and punched a hole through the front of the building, through the window.
I can't tell you the shock and the horror that all of us felt when we saw those flames coming out there. His desire was that he wanted to have as many people killed in that compound as possible. That is why it was named the Branch Apocalypse.
Looking at it now, I see smoke coming from what used to be the compound, but I cannot see any structure, any building still standing. The Branch Davidian compound that we have come to know is gone.
A country that hides something is a country that is afraid of getting caught.
What would your biggest mistake be, would you say, and what lessons have you learned from it?
We should have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it. I just ask my turkey now. I'm sure something will pop into my head during this piece of press conference, all the pressure of trying to come up with an answer. I can't make good decisions.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words had forked no lightning they do not go gentle into that good night. In a green bay, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Go gentle into that good night. Brave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. Father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Interested, I want to tell you how I feel about the world and ask if you feel the same. I'm sick hearing about car bombs and suicide bombers and corrupt politicians, Russian spies being poisoned by radiation, and children still dying of hunger and disease. What happened to the forward-thinking people are going to take us to a better future? Well, I'll tell you what some of them are doing. They're tearing up the countryside to put highways through ancient forests. Why? Because we've got too much land and not enough highways. We've got too much air to breathe and not enough emissions from cars. It seems it ain't fashionable to be a protester these days. We'd rather sit at home with our computers and game stations, safe in the virtual world. Spent on wars and stupid election campaigns, the taxpayers' money is thrown around just like paper. A guy called Frank Zappa wrote a song called Dumb All Over. It was about religious intolerance. He said it won't grow up and disappear, it will just stay ugly for 1,000 years. Watch the Jews fight the Arabs and the Christians fight the Muslims, and our young people fight amongst themselves every weekend on every high street. So is this the road to nowhere? Sure looks like it. The human race has only been here for about a second, and 99% of species are extinct. But don't worry, after all, it's a disposable world like everything else. And your God will take care of business anyway. And in the meantime, we're just being humans.